This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars was in the zeitgeist before. This is one transmission you're not going to want to miss because I have extreme clarity on exactly what's going on, what the globalists are up to, what their next move is going to be. On the surface, we know why Antifa, funded by the communist Chinese, George Soros, and the criminal networks of Obama and Hillary have launched the attempts at civil war across the country that have so far been extremely successful. I can tell you that crime has exploded massively. In the last 24 hours, four people I know have been brutally robbed, broken into, or attempted to be robbed. Mr. Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks had thugs come and break into his facility, but they were unsuccessful at being able to steal any of the firearms. That's just down the street. He'll be joining us coming up in studio with exclusive surveillance camera footage that Fox News has asked for, but we're getting first. We appreciate him bringing that in. Remember this headline a couple years ago? Full page ad in the New York Times saying, overthrow the government, Antifa, it begins. And then the next July, they said, we're going to overthrow the government July 4th, start the riots. They actually had mainstream news say that I made this up and this doesn't exist. And that's because Trump said, is that true? And so they actually had articles written so they could show him to the White House chief of staff, I was told, could come to him and say, see, Mr. President, it never happened. Well, is this attempt to overthrow the newly elected government happening or not? Is it? But that's the type of stuff we deal with. You know, I was sitting up here yesterday reviewing hours of raw footage that the great crew got, led by Savannah Hernandez. And I told her, I said, you need to stop going out there without the security. She said, well, that brings them down on me. And I said, well, I might have to get you in a lot of trouble. She said, well, I'm doing this on my own, then you're not stopping me. I said, okay, whatever. Very dangerous stuff. And she saw people get beat up, you name it, went over and confronted full-grown men and stopped them. It's powerful. But I'm watching footage, and I go, what is this? This is them raiding a homeless camp under 35, isn't it? I know the homeless camp well. Can't go downtown without seeing it. And they go, yeah. I go, is this footage not out yet of the homeless camp being burned? I said, you got to put that immediately and say, Antifa burns homeless camp. Well, they put out one little clip of the camp being burned. That's the number one clip on Twitter, with over 20 million views right now. Okay? So, we're going to premiere for you the actual burning of the homeless camp. Oh, there's not just one thing getting burned. It's Antifa burning the whole damn thing. With mentally ill women like lying on the ground shaking while there's fires going off behind them. And I say that because a lot of those homeless are mentally ill down there. They basically burned an open-air mental institution to the ground. We're going to show you all this coming up. We're going to have Savannah Hernandez and Zach. He's been here 5 years as a camera guy. I don't know if he wants his last name on air, so we'll find out when he comes on. But he was down there. He's now been accused by the Twitter mob of he's the one that burned the homeless camp. Because when they're burning it, one old Marine who's homeless goes and says, how dare you? Antifa runs off like cockroaches when the lights turn on. They run up to Zach. Zach doesn't run because he didn't burn it down. And the guy starts screaming, saying, why have you done this? Because he just sees him as a protester. Top of Twitter, Alex Jones stages attack, burns homeless camp. So that's the type of crazy we got going on. But I haven't even scratched the surface yet. We have so many exclusives here today that my head is officially blown. We have George Floyd exclusive intel that is bombshell to the max. You think him being a porn star, quote, is big? You think him knowing both the cops is big? We just solved the case of what's really going on, and it's going to be broken here exclusively.
Right.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
And gentlemen, with only 154 days out from the election, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide in defiance of globalist tyranny, in defiance of their attempts to shut us down. It is the final countdown on this June 1st, 2020, Monday transmission. Okay, let me just tell you what's coming up today. We have George Floyd exclusive video, exclusive analysis, exclusive information that when I learned 30 minutes ago we had, and that Rob Dew's intrepid son, who as soon as he's out of high school, well, he's got a golf scholarship or whatever, but we need to get him working in here, finding this hidden in plain view. That's going to come up at the start of the next hour. We'll release that next hour. And quite frankly, it's so big, I'm going to have to go off air here in a moment with a special report I was already planning to air so I can just go make sure that this torpedo gets lined up and fired down the tube correctly. The crew's great, but I just need to, like, say a few prayers over it and kiss it and write a little message on it. because I'm serious. I'm going to say a little prayer over it because this is gigantor. And again, because we're open and we're conscious and we're aware, we continue to break the huge exclusive intel that devastates the globalist. Now, as big as that is, it's a distraction. This morning, I got up at 3 a.m. and couldn't sleep again and did deep research till about 6 a.m. when I went for a hike. And it absolutely hit me why they formulaically triggered these riots now. They had all sorts of incidents they could already use. And it was to cover up the fact that the COVID-19 hoax has completely collapsed. And it turns out that the German Interior Ministry, that's the third most powerful position in the German government, had a panel of top scientists that secretly reviewed COVID-19 for over a month and found it to be a hoax. And everything that's in the report you've already heard here. They count every regular death as that. The UN is directing it. Why is the UN directing it? The Germans ask. This is top scientists. They got a big problem because there's still integrity in our scientists. In China, scientists do what they're told or they're killed, so you get disasters. We've got big enough problems here, but we still have a lot of integrity with our scientists and our doctors and our nurses and people and in law enforcement to a great extent. The West is virtuous. You think we're bad? Go look at other countries, and then you're like, wow, we're really good. So this is so big that it's sending chills up and down my spine. I knew about this on Friday. I was going to come in and do a special report Saturday on it, but I didn't because I was so busy dealing with the break-ins and the robberies and the buildings on fire. And I've had people bow up on me in parking lots and threaten me and say, we're going to get you just because of who I am. It's bad. Hell, there's hours of footage of it yesterday we put out live feed.
We have our own live feed systems now at band.video. Thanks to your support, we built the infrastructure for this exact time. It is insane. But we could sit here and cover the riots. We could cover George Floyd. We could cover the martial law and Trump saying that, you know, Antifa is a terror group, which they are. Still a dangerous slippery slope. But the COVID hoax collapsing, but now they've already got us into the next reason to have the economy shut down, and the next reason to demoralize us, and the next reason to tell us America sucks in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlanta newspaper, the Seattle Times. America is in a low ebb, shaken by multiple blows, and Trump adds to the distress. That's right. This is this people trying to strangle us politically and make us submit to their out-of-control tyranny. But that's not even the tip of the iceberg. I already, and so does Matt Bracken and many others, know what's coming next in the playbook. Just as sure as sun goes down at, you know, 8 o'clock at night right now, and or 8:30, and, you know, sun comes back up at 6:30. Like night follows day, I know what the next move is. And if Trump and the military and the police and the people don't do the right thing, we're going to be muscled in on by the Chi-Coms and their collaborators, and they are going to bring the country down. They'd like to do it the next 2 months. So everybody better do the gut check, reach down and see if you got those huevos anymore, because submission to this is enslavement. All the cakewalks, all the candy assing, all the going along to get along, all the subservience, all the bowing, all of the following political correctness has made the establishment believe that you are done. The oven goes ding and the goose is cooked. I don't believe that. I don't think that. But they are going to make their full death blow move now. And it doesn't just include attempts to kill the president. It doesn't just... No. They want to kill the whole thing and break our morale, and I know how they're going to do it. And this is probably going to cause a giant war. But the Chi-Coms and all the people they're involved with just are spiritually so committed to destroying what's left of a once Christian nation that it truly is an act of Satanism. They can't help themselves. It's like Hitler couldn't just stop attacking everybody. Or the commies couldn't stop trying to take over. This is the same. They just can't help it. They're maniacs. And so I'm going to tell you what's coming next. And they're just trying to set the table for it right now. And I'll break it down. Last segment of this hour. And then let's just do this. Let's get Savannah Hernandez and Zach in here. Bottom of the next hour. I know I was going to have them bottom of this hour, but let's have them bottom of the next hour so we have time to line up all the videos and all that, because it's bigger than just Twitter trying to say we staged burning down a homeless camp. It's bigger than their attack on InfoWars. It's the criminal will that Twitter has. Chi-Com funded to let foreign governments attack America, let foreign governments run all their propaganda, but then not let the president tweet. So that's going to come up next hour. And it's huge as well. It's amazing. Can you believe we caught Antifa burning down the homeless camp? And our guys have just put out a short clip. We've got a whole camp being burned down. And Twitter boosted a guy's tweet to the top saying, "We did it." Wow. Wow, man. But again, they're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing they won't do. You think Jack Dorsey's really a little wimp with a little beard and he acts all effeminate? That's a cover. These are scientifically evil people committed to absolute destruction. And as soon as you wake up to that, you'll be able to defeat them. But until you realize you're dealing with homicidal criminals, you don't have a damn hope. Okay, so that's all coming up. And I'm just going to throw this out here because it's so critical as well. As you've noticed, we've been a little busy. And so I have not come up with new specials. So I just doubled down because things are so insane. I just have a gut-level feeling things are going to get so bad. I'm just emptying out our warehouses. I said I wouldn't go below 40% last year because in the actuaries, it's hard for us to fund ourselves because we don't have enough markup to be able to cut it that much, then fund ourselves. But you know what? I think we should just sell out of everything we've got to get the funds in to operate right through this election. So we are extending for at least another 2 days, 60% off across the board flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Our biggest sell of the year was 60% off all of our top products, Supermel Vitality, Knockout Sleep Support, Rainforest Plus, Biotree Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2, Emrex Essentials, Hand Sanitizer with Essential Oils, DNA Force Plus. We've never done that. That's over the top. Living Defense Plus, amazing. All of you should try that product. Turbo Force, good clean hour, 10 hours of energy. Never done that. InfoWars Life Vanilla Protein Bars, Real Red Bull, Red Bull Plus, all of it. Vaso Beats, other great deals, 8-pack Power Stack, all of it. 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the films, get the books, get the material, because we've entered such a dangerous sector now that it's all or nothing. It's total commitment. And boy, let me tell you, your prayers are essential, and you promoting the live feeds, your word of mouth is king. So tell folks about the
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Where should we start? Because I'm doing the best I can. Let me just succinctly tell you what is coming up. The German Interior Ministry had a panel of top scientists that looked at COVID-19 in the last 3 months, and they came out and said it is a total hoax, that all the normal seasonal deaths from other things have been attributed to it, and that it's just a cold virus, and that it's destroyed civilization and society, and that it was, quote, a false alarm, a global false alarm, what the report says. Well, yeah, it's a crying wolf to shut down civilization. It's if you fire a gun to panic wild bison and make them stampede and run off the edge of a cliff, it's not a false alarm, it's a false flag. Now, how ultra massive is that? And see, that's why they then triggered the race riots they already had ready to go. They've always got some event that they could use. It's constantly happening. The lockdown served to get people tightly wound, ready to blow. Sick of the police doing the wrong thing, making people, you know, stay in their houses for a hoax. And then finally the detonator went off. All the Hollywood movies about race war, all the purge movies, all the pushing didn't work. Obama was trying it 8-9 years ago. Didn't work. And so they had to lock us down, get us ready, then know the cases would come up, know the cases would unfold. You had the jogger that was really casing places. He gets killed, trying to cause a race war with that. That didn't work. Now, this didn't work because it's all white people. I've been all over Austin, and I've watched the videos. During the day, it's 90% white people out there trying to lead black people into an uprising. And days ago, there were pallets of bricks being delivered in Dallas and places in the black neighborhoods and into the main shopping districts. People said, oh, well, that's just an accident. Now, from Louisiana to New York to California, the pallets of blocks or bricks are being delivered. And they're just set down there. So Trump doesn't even need to declare Antifa a terrorist group. Sure, go ahead, because they're politically trying to shut down speech. They're politically trying to intimidate people. They attack folks physically who've done nothing to them. That's the definition of a terror group. Threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political or economic gain. They are the definition of it. And they wear Cobra Commander outfits. They're terrorists. They're bad guys in masks. But under racketeering, under organized crime, they are out there coordinating with their radios. They have HQs. They're commanded by Alexander Soros on record. We got the secret documents 2 years ago. And all hell broke loose, Soros financing lawsuits against us since then. Well, guess what, you old Nazi? We beat Hitler, and we're going to beat you. Soros wants you to hate black people, folks. The Democratic Party wants you to abort black people. That's why they're financing all of this, because they think they own black people. And it's totally sick, and it's totally evil, and it's totally transparent. Anybody wants to read the documents? 2015, Obama planned martial law in Maryland. Antifa was working with the police captains to order the police to stand down and let them loot and attack in a hope that black Marylanders, Baltimoreans, and others would riot, triggering a nationwide uprising. And that's why Democrat mayors and governors are promoting it and saying it's good and endorsing it, because that's what they want, to destroy the faith and confidence in the dollar, to say America is a failed nation, so that communist China and North Korea and, more than anybody, Iran are all celebrating all of this. And there's a big case, Paul Watson tweeted it out, and we can pull it up, of a famous Major League NBA player who said, go out and attack the white stores, go out and loot. But when they came to his neighborhood, his gated community, which was full of people of all colors, and tried to burn it down, he's like, get out of here. I saw you attacking my house. What the hell? I'm black. You think people that are going to come loot your neighborhood, be black or white, are good people, and so they're going to not pass your house over? And what happens when the civilization breaks down? We'll be just like all those third world hellholes where people riot and kill each other constantly. So everybody's fighting to get into America. Everybody's fighting to get into this nation. To be oppressed. Now, I will tell you, in the looting footage, it's about 80% black. In Austin, we shot the footage. In other parts of the country. Because the black folks are poor, and they're told, hey, it's time to go out and loot. But when it's the leading the instigation and going out and pulling the police forces away, it's the Antifa, who are a bunch of Ivy League trash and university garbage white people that are in a giant sociology experiment manipulating folks. And you talk about evil. You talk about corruption. You talk about black people caught in the spider's web of the left that literally on record wants to kill them. And they can't even break free from it because they've been in the bondage so long. It's disgusting and it's sad. That's very, very dangerous. Now, I'm really controlling myself because in the last segment of this hour, I am going to lay out the big master plan of what's coming next, because we can analyze the riots and the looting. It's very interesting and it's very frightening and it's very concerning. We can argue that all day long, and we're going to cover that. Because, hell, I have to. If they're successful saying I'm burning down homeless camps, I'm even in more trouble. That's all over the news right now, that we went and burned down a homeless camp. The Democrats did it. We shot video of it, so we're guilty. So don't worry. I'm going to cover that some next hour so I can show you what really went on. But we know how all this connects together and what the globalist plan is from their own admissions and our own research. And so I'm going to tell you what's coming next. And really, the normal listenership counts because you boost the show and you share it. But I'm really talking to the Pentagon, and I'm really talking to the military and the police and the local constabularies, because you're not where America used to be. You can't just sit back and laugh at all this and oh, well, we'll defeat the globalists and the commies. This is their real move, and they've got a good chance of winning if you are arrogant about this and don't have decisive action. So I am having to prepare evacuation, okay? And I don't do this because I want to run. But if Americans are so soft and so stupid that we can't stop this, that's pure evil, then we deserve what happens to us, and we can't be helped. And the very same globalists that wrecked and robbed Russia in 1917 are going to have their way with us in a way you've never imagined. So the party's over, folks, unless the globalists are decapitated. And I'm not the one that's going to do that, and citizens shouldn't do that. But now is the time, the house of war. We need Trump to decisively and the military to take action now.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks, going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Concerted destabilization of the planet. And I always knew it would be hectic when it all went down. They launched their main assault. But man, we're now in the hurricane. We are in the typhoon, and it's going to just get crazier from here on out. And I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in denial about how evil these people are, it's just going to hurt you bad. Only chance you've got is getting hardcore. Only damn chance we've all got.
is to stop caring about the house and the boat and to get along with the neighbors. That's all gone, ladies and gentlemen. We were fat and dumb and let them kill 60-plus million babies, and now we're killing all the old people, and now they're putting COVID inside the nursing homes, knowing that it's a bad pneumonia, so they could get some death numbers. I mean, imagine the diabolical nature of just one of the things these globalists do. And it's because they're a bunch of psychopaths that are totally cold-blooded. And they all get together in rooms and convince each other that what they're doing is normal or okay. Obviously, it's going to blow up in their face. Obviously, they're all going to be destroyed. But in the process, we're probably going to end up having major power outages, starvation, mass riots. Nuclear war is on the table. I mean, I'm somebody that can handle this stuff. I'm pretty mentally tough, okay? And I'm literally looking at my children every day and already saying bye-bye to them and just saying, praying with them. And just that's how bad this is, ladies and gentlemen. But I use the analogy of a dodo bird on Galapagos Island. And they were gone in a couple years. The Western whaler ships show up. There's big, fat, dumb birds, fatter than turkeys. They've never been around a predator. No coyotes, no wolves, no weasels, no humans. And these dodo birds, you'd hack one on the head with a club, and the other dodo bird walk right up to you. Just didn't even have any instinct. Because they've proven it. Experiences are passed on by those that survive genetically encoding. And there's a sixth sense that once animals begin to get hunted and attacked, it takes a few generations normally for them to develop instincts. And see, we don't have it. We're always told we're so bad. America's been incredibly free compared to other nations. And now we have no experience with communism and globalism and Islam. And we are like dodo birds, man. Stupid, dumb, conceited, satisfied. God help us. And Drudge has the headline, Trump hides in bunker as protests rage. That's the message the left's putting out to go attack. Trump's hiding in a bunker. No, that's where Trump directs the COG response. Let's go back to that headline. Calls governors weak, fools, and jerks. And now we need slave reparations, and now we have white people in Washington State and other areas, the police department kneeling to black people and apologizing for being white. That's pure communism. Total mental illness. No, that's one police chief kneeling for a prayer. There's another video of white people kneeling along with the police apologizing to black people. Totally separate. So this is all the mindlessness that goes on. I mean, if the white people kneeled down and said, sorry, we didn't work harder and let Margaret Sanger abort all these people, then I'd say, oh, that's reasonable. But this is all, again, this perception, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Videos up on InfoWars.com. Video, white people, Portland cops take a knee to ask forgiveness for racism. The white people bow to the black people. The idea is you bow down because my ancestors had to bow down, even though only 2% of the South had slaves, even though most American, European immigrants came here after slavery. If my grandfather committed a crime, though, I don't bow to you because he did something wrong. This is about shared guilt you don't have to bow down to a political agenda. It doesn't give those black people any future to bow down to them. It's a virtue signaling fraud. It's a lie. And it's not about being humble. It's not about saying you're sorry. It's about buying into an agenda of getting on your knees, not to the black people, but to Nike that owns the slave factories in China and Amazon that's financing all this, while they take all of our rights and all of our futures and all of our jobs. And while they shut us all down, They say, though, the new religion is bowing because you're bad because you're white. And that's really what they just said. Martin Luther King saw that. He'd say, this is the most evil thing I've ever seen. You don't judge somebody on the content of their color, but the content of their deeds, which is common sense, ladies and gentlemen. Which is what the abolitionists said. You don't just say the black people are all bad. You judge people on the content of their character and who they are. And if they were given a chance to have an education and have a future, how would they perform? And it shows you people like Alan Keyes and countless others that got a good education, traveled the world, are the smartest people out there. But see, the left made sure black people didn't get educations. They made sure they couldn't have guns. They made sure the drug dealing only happened in their neighborhoods. Those were the red light districts, and it's all been set up by them, and now they're playing us all off against each other in the most sickest, freakish thing I've ever seen. But let me just stop right there. I have footage from all over the country. There's an article on Infowars.com by Steve Watson that shows pallets of bricks, and they're the same gray brick all over the country, the same company, the same 18-wheelers, delivered and put right there in the districts by the stores. And we have the documents where Alexander Soros has run similar things before. And so all over the country, they've been dropped off and prepared. We don't need new laws to go after Soros as being a terrorist. We have them in a giant mafia operation directing criminal activity, as Bernard Couric, the former New York police commissioner, said, and as the head of the Justice Department Attorney General has said. I mean, this is organized crime, ladies and gentlemen. Cut and dry, open and shut, with the documents, with the proof, indict them now. Go after them now. But the Justice Department, about 60% of them, were put in by globalists. And so they're all got Antifa coffee mugs, man. Half the FBI's got Antifa coffee mugs. And I'm not joking. There's articles on InfoWars that show all these senior FBI and attorney generals and with Antifa coffee mugs and Antifa literature. Who do you think funds this? This is their domestic security force. I was out there in Austin yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, and there were people wearing not the current communist Chinese uniform, but the LARPing Maoist Revolutionary Youth Brigade uniforms. Full-grown men. We have video of it. It's in my live feed by the Capitol guys. You can find that later. I got a shot of it. It was up at the top of the vehicle. They were throwing bottles of water and metal rods were clacking off the side. My security guys were trying to make me get back in the vehicle. And that commie looked right at me and he said, we're going to kill you. He was right down there 10 feet from me. He looked up, this big, fat basement dweller. He's wearing this LARPer outfit and the Maoist Youth Brigade uniform. He looked at me and goes, we're going to kill you, Jones. Well, not without a fight, you sack of crap. Because we're not the poor Chinese peasants under 5,000 years of serfdom. And the difference is you're dog manure to me. So I don't want to have to wipe you off my shoes, but I will. It just went on and on and on and on. And they're all wearing commie outfits. They're all going to get you. They're all so tough. They're all so powerful. They're all such big men. And they've all been promised a position of power over you in the gulags. Yeah, it's about 5 minutes, 10 minutes before that video. I'm videotaping, driving by the crowd. There's people in Mao outfits.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, let me tell you what we're going to be breaking when we start the next hour of the video we're going to be playing for you. It just went live on Infowars.com. It's the top story on the site. We're going to pull that up. And we're going to put that on screen for TV viewers and radio listeners here in just a moment. Video. George Floyd tried to hide white powder during arrest. This bombshell reveal corroborates coroner's report of Floyd dying of a heart attack and not asphyxiation and having a panic attack that caused him to die. I still think that the Minnesota training is wrong. One of the few, Minneapolis, St. Paul has training. Both cities do, of chokeholds that were banned in the late 80s by the LAPD because they did cause some deaths, particularly in patients that were on cocaine or methamphetamine. We're going to be playing you that exclusive video that they released. This is on ABC News, you name it. and you can see that he is dropping a baggie of white powder. Looks like cocaine, methamphetamine, MDMA. Fat little baggie. That just went live on Infowars.com. I still don't like the fact that he's got his knee on his carotid artery. Normally you have to hit both to kill somebody, but it could definitely cause somebody to panic and have a heart attack. Now he knew both the police officers. He made porn movies. These cops worked at this nightclub with him in security. The whole thing really is shady. And now you add this to it. It's a big deal. We're going to air that footage and cover all that when we start the next hour. And again, it's not legitimizing this poor guy dying. The media has seized on this event, though, to say that all the police and all white people deserve to have problems. And black folks didn't even buy into this until the white liberals went out. And you go to these events, and I watch videos around the country, and it's 90% white people. And again, I'm not demonizing white people, but it's a giant manipulation. Okay, let me do this. That big story just broke on Infowars.com, a global exclusive. Another big exclusive, yesterday, I'm up here reviewing footage, and I go, hey, guys, you know, that's pretty powerful that Antifa's burning down the homeless camp. You'll want to put that footage up. And they put a short clip of one guy having his stuff burned out. We've got three different camera angles. In 20 minutes, we were at the homeless camp while Antifa's just burning everything and people are begging him and Antifa's punching him in the face. And so Twitter really screwed up. The left really screwed up when they said, we attacked the homeless man. We burned his bed. We staged that. You really screwed up. We've got all the angles. It slowed down. And we've got you guys burning the homeless camp. And again, we have our own media platform with millions of people visiting a day. So you can't just lie about us all day long. Imagine the media is saying my camera guy, Zach, who shot this footage, is the guy that was burning people's mattresses because they burn it and then run away from the guy. And then he runs up and starts yelling at the line of people who my camera guy's in the front of. Because he sees everybody's protesters that have come to his house where he lives under a bridge in downtown Austin. So he runs up to my camera guy after they burn his stuff 50 yards away. They all run off. And they come over and get in his face. And again, this isn't about InfoWars. It's about the lies of the left. Jack Dorsey had this pinned to the top of Twitter. Top story today. Alex Jones caught burning up homeless camp. All because the homeless guy runs over to my camera guy, who was the only person left from the group that ran off because he was there covering. We're going to air all that raw footage coming up next hour when Savannah Hernandez and Zach, the camera guy, join us in studio. The evil criminals that have committed all these crimes. I said this segment, I had a message to Trump and a message to the Pentagon and a message to everybody else, and I do intend to get to it. And we have a gun shop owner that's a good friend of mine who had his shop broken into last night. Oh, and I just don't think to tell you, by the way, he's black. I'm not like a leftist talking about what color somebody is. I just thought, oh, they're trying to steal guns. And then now Fox News is calling, oh, we got a black shop owner being attacked. So Cargill's going to be in studio with us coming up. But this George Floyd tried to hide white powder during arrest. I've gone and watched the porno movie he's in. And I've gone and researched him. And, you know, he was bombed out of his brain all the time on drugs and alcohol. And he knew the two cops. He worked with one of them at the nightclub. And the whole thing's very suspicious. And I think excessive force was used. And I'm not happy the guy's dead. But the media seizing on this and covering this up. CBS, NBC, all of them have released as of yesterday the surveillance footage. This is all over the internet. No one noticed bigger than Dallas, bigger than LA, bigger than Chicago. I mean, bigger than Godzilla's brass balls. Because I went and checked multiple original footage that was released, because I didn't want to put something out, somebody doctored. And it's him, man, with a bag of drugs. And my point is, he didn't deserve to die of that, but he could have died of that. Because you can cause brain damage shutting down one side of the carotid arteries. You got to do both sides to normally kill somebody. But it's still a bad move by the police. And when I found out that it was their training, nobody in the United States teaches this stuff. This is MMA stuff that the police used to do a long time ago that they stopped doing because there were so many deaths. So I'm not defending it. And the cop's been charged. But everything you see is about this. America is in a low ebb, shaken by multiple blows, and Trump adds to the distress. They want you demoralized. They want the country collapsed because the globalists picked China to be dominant into the future and America to be done. And we've pretty much gone into second place until Trump got in. And like a race car driver, he took us back into first place. People say, well, who cares if we're first? If China wasn't an authoritarian state, it wouldn't matter if the United States wasn't first. They're the worst state on earth, killed way more than Hitler and Stalin and combined. And it's they're taking us over. It's a cancerous authoritarian regime. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Savannah and Zach are coming in here at 15 after. Then we got Cargill and Owen. Cargill and Schroyer in studio. And I do want to open the phones up some too, but I'll do my message on the big picture when we start at 6 after. And I will do it. It will happen. I'll be completely frank with you. People can notice sometimes, even around here, like my wife's like, man, you sleep a lot more than you used to. And like, I've always had this incredible energy, and I do. The problem is now my understanding is so much greater that now when I look at a problem, it connects to everything. And it's exhausting to say, hey, I've got a message for the president and the Pentagon. Because I know they got some smart people in there, but they need folks to really cut through it all and admit really where we're at. And I know people listen to me, and it's stressful to know that I know all this stuff, and I live this stuff, and I know what's coming next. And then just to open my brain up and look at all the angles of this, I'm just like you, man. I want to run away and hide. I don't want to do this. I don't want to fight these people. I didn't want to go downtown yesterday and have thousands of white liberals say, we're going to murder you, we're going to kill you, F your family, you don't have your children, we're going to put you in prison, we're going to shoot you, we're going to put you in a camp. Because I couldn't believe all the sacks of garbage, just the filth, the dumbness. We were driving back to the office, and the security guys are like, man, this is who lives in our city. This is who we're around. It's shameful. And all the videos I've watched of Antifa beating up women and children and stabbing police in the neck and shooting and killing federal security guards whose names you don't even know because the media is a footnote. All these dead, beaten people, all these businesses burned down, all this crap had nothing to do with anything, all injustice. And nobody even knows these people's names because they don't matter because it's all George Floyd, who was a drunken, drug addict, security thug, who obviously had the MO of a drug dealer, and I'm not glad he's dead. But why would the cops do something like this? Well, it turns out they knew him. And they had disregard for him. Because I bet you money they worked with him, or probably his bosses. Corrupt police is what I smell. I think you all smell it too, and everybody else I talk to in law enforcement does as well. So, yeah, a bunch of thug cops, another thug. What do you expect's going to happen? Thugs act like thugs. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, we've got the biggest mega sale going of the year. 60% off flash sale. It's got to end soon. 60% off at Funds the Operation. Please get the great products.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.